Stockholm Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
My name is Colby Jacob, second year history student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. For over three centuries, sugar was the main economic drive in Barbados, and the port at Carlisle Bay was the chief port for its export. However, on this day, April 5th in 1951, readers of the Barbados Advocate were informed that some of this sugar was being exported to Liverpool from Spite Town. Named after the Jewish merchant William Spite, in the middle decades of the 17th century, Spite Town, with its docks and jetties, was a key export center, especially to Bristol. According to the Advocate, Spitestown Harbour was scheduled to export approximately 20,000 tons of sugar aboard the Harrison Liner Craftsman, which at the time was loading 3,400 tons of sugar at the Bridgetown port. Though comparatively smaller in size and facilities to its Bridgetown counterpart, Spitestown provided export for the immense volume of sugar the leeward parishes of St. Lucy, St. Peter and St. James provided. According to the Advocate, of the 20,000 tons produced at these factories during 1950, 17,000 tons were handled at Spitestown. The remainder was transported by lorries to Bridgetown, from where it was shipped out of the island. The export of this amount of tonnage from Spitestown was possible for a variety of reasons. The town's wide bay was said to be good enough, creating an environment for ships to travel a reasonable distance to the shore without accident nor incident. Playing a pivotal role in this arrangement was shipping agents such as R&G Challoner and Plantations Limited, who, in addition to their large plantation ownership, had built their own jetties to facilitate this trade. The existence of bonds and four piers in Spitestown, and sufficient lighters, barges and schooners, sugar could efficiently be transported to the steamships. In addition, the town had the human resource capacity and a competent labor force to handle the export of the produce. By using trolleys as a mode of transport between the bonds and lighters, Spitestown, though operating at a slower pace than the Bristol port, managed to successfully convey the sugar to the ships relatively quickly. The shipping of 20,000 tons of sugar, no doubt, had a positive impact on the economy of Spitestown and its surrounding areas, generating employment for many laborers in northern Barbados. Thus, the report in the Advocate on this day, April 5th, 1951, demonstrated that the Spitestown Harbour was a worthy export competitor to Bridgetown, while providing opportunities for lorry drivers and labourers in the area, on this day, April 5th, in 1951.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.